Monologue 4.
Frankly, I've been delighted. As you know, I decided to give it up 10 years ago. I put them all in the attic, all 50 or 60 of them, to gather dust and forgot about them. Then I just happened to meet him one day in a bar, entirely by chance. And we got talking about this and that, and, well, to cut a long story short, he went to have a look at them. And this is the result. It's for 2 weeks, and it's devoted entirely to my work. Doing very well, too, as you can see from the little tickets on about half on them. You know, now that they're hanging on the wall like this, with all the clever lighting and the glossy catalogue and the smart people, they really don't seem anything to do with me. It's a bit like seeing old friends in new circumstances where they fit and you don't. Now, you see her? She's already bought 3. Heard her saying one day she's dying to meet the man. Afraid she'd be very disappointed if she did. Interesting, though, some of the things you overhear. Some know something about it. Others know nothing and admit it. Others know nothing and don't. By the way, I heard someone say the other day that the portrait of a woman reminded her of you, you know. So you see, you're not only very famous, but as I keep on telling you, you haven't changed a bit.